What matters is how much does each person in a household get? How much income is supporting each person in a household? Look what happens when we take that 18% figure. And again, the figure I'll remind you is from 1976 until 2006, in inflation-adjusted terms, the income of the median household income in America rose only by 18%. But at the same time, the size of the household has fallen. So what's happened to the average income per person in the household? Per household person income, if you look at the income per each individual in the household over that 30-year period, we see that that rose not by 18%, but by 32%. Because the number of people in a household has fallen, the amount of income earned by the household goes further per person, because you have fewer people to share the income. Each person gets a larger slice of the pie because you have fewer people sharing the pie. So just making that one adjustment, looking at what's happened to the size of households, causes that 18% figure to rise to 32%. 32% is still not great over a 30-year period, but it's different than 18%. It's a little bit more optimistic. And if nothing else, it should give you some sense that data have to be interpreted carefully.